They're going to be a huge unit in Super Bowl 52 on Sunday. No question about it. The Patriots, defensive backs. We don't know which unit's going to be the unit yet. That's why we have Rodney Harrison here. He's going to tell us. He knows the game as well as anybody. Rodney, thank you so much for joining us. Two-time Super Bowl champion. What will be the unit of Super Bowl 52?
I think for the Patriots, I think it would be, once again, the running backs. Yeah. I think the running backs will play a big part. I think Tom Brady will come out. They will spread the defense out. And you got to give the ball to your best player, and that's Tom Brady. You open up. You force those linebackers to cover in open space. These running backs are awesome because any of those quick screens, that's just like a running play. You're not going to come in and run the ball 25 times against that front four.
Yeah.
In every big game for the Patriots, there's been a different guy to step up. You saw in the AFC Championship game, Danny Amendola. Malcolm Butler has made some huge plays. If you were to look at a guy who isn't the Rob Gronkowski, who could stand out for the Patriots and change the game, who could that be?
Wow. You know, it's difficult to say because you don't know what the game plan is. Because Belichick, and I was watching that 30 for 30 special.
That was awesome.
Amazing, wasn't
and
it?
And everything that he did in the 80s, basically, he does now. I mean, he changes game plans. And when people think you're going nickel, he'll go dime. He'll put seven defensive backs. He'll use Troy Brown. He does so many different things. And he does a great job of utilizing your strength. Whatever your strength is, he's going to utilize that. Patrick Chung is a perfect example. He comes to the Patriots, wasn't a very good player. He gets shipped off to Philly. He wasn't a very good player. He comes back to the Patriots, and then Belichick says he's one of the best players in the NFL.
We've seen that with a number of players.
Absolutely.
Bill's
and that's what Bill Belichick does.
So which of the two Super Bowl rings do you have on right now? And how do you make that choice, by the way? What a tough decision.
Well, I never wear my Super Bowl rings until it's Super Bowl time. My wife forces me to wear it, but this is the Eagles Super Bowl. It's just really special to me because, you know, just repeating is so difficult. It's so tough to repeat because of free agency, because of injuries, because of complacency. And the special.
Can we hold that up and listen to the camera?
That's
because
amazing.
That you've got to look at the beautiful bling.
But you know
what's
pretty
ring.
Cool, Mr. Kraft, and I love Arthur Blank, but I mean he's complaining about 283
diamonds
saw
in the
that.
Ring.
I saw that.
I love that. I think it's a part of history, and I think it's a cool thing for the players to look back on. We overcame this adversity.
Yeah, it was.
It's a big part of the game,
and it's a huge part of the game. If you don't like it, win the game.
Yeah, win the game. And the other thing, and this surprised me because usually Mr. Blank is a little more reserved. Like, don't say anything because that comment is going to be viewed. That's haterade.
It's going to be scrutinized.
Like, just, you know what? I know it's tough for them to be reminded, but it shouldn't make a difference how many diamonds are in the ring to the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
The only thing that should matter to them is they didn't get the job done.
Yeah, I was at the game when Atlanta played against Philly. And he was standing right there toward the end, and we're right there, and we're watching the sequence of four plays, pass to Julio Jones, and, you know, that last play. And he's sitting there. He's nervous. He's with his wife. And I'm saying, don't worry. You guys are going to score. And they don't score. And he was just so heartbroken. I felt bad for him as an owner.
Yeah.
Tom Brady has led 8 fourth-quarter comebacks in the postseason. What is it about this team and maybe about what Bill Belichick instills in his players that allows something like that to keep happening time and time again?
It's just a mindset. He's always preached 60 minutes. And in 2007, when basically the Patriots went away from a strong defense and it was more offense, he said, you know what, we're going to score points. I don't want to see you take off your helmet, your shoulder pads. We're going to play for 60 minutes. I don't care if we're up by 21 points. You know, the opposing team has an opportunity to come back and score. So their mentality has always been, we're going to score 50 points. And I think it's important for the Eagles to have the same thing. Make sure they stay aggressive. And, you know, and they're going to have to pass the ball if they're going to win this game.
You mentioned the doc last night, the two Bills. You lived some of the Belichick era. You know him well. Did you learn anything from the documentary last night? Did you see anything that made you say, wow, I didn't know that at the time?
Yeah, because the Patriot way and everything that Bill does, I thought Bill created that.
Right.
But he learned so much from Bill Parcells. And just like he's like Josh McDaniels, Matt Patricia, they're learning so much. So that tree just continues to go down. Someone asked me earlier, do I think the offense and the defense coordinator, will they be good, great head coaches? I said the main thing here is they have to keep their own personality. Don't try to be like Belichick.
Right.
And
right.
I think that was one thing that Eric Mangini
definitely
and even
made
Josh
that mistake.
Did his first time around. They tried to be Bill Belichick. There's only one Bill Belichick.
Of course.
Smarter than you. He outworks everyone, and he sees the game differently than everyone else sees it.
Yeah. Bill is known for being all business. People have even said that he hasn't even gone out for dinner with Tom Brady, and they've been together for so long. You've been through it with him as your coach. Now you're a former player. He seems to have kind of a fondness for his former players. How did your relationship with him change when you stepped away from the game?
It hasn't changed. I think when he sees me, he comes, he gives me love. You know, all the players, like,
when
I,
but he didn't do that when you were a player, did he?
He treated me with respect, but he would call me out. And that's the beautiful thing about Coach Belichick and his relationship, all these reports about him and Tom hating each other. Listen, when you work with somebody that long, 18 years, there has to be a level of respect. And you don't have to like me if you work with me, but as long as you respect me, I know you're going to hold me in high regard. And I think that's what he does with Tom. They don't have to have a relationship where coach and player, they're going out to dinner. But when they step up, Coach Belichick is the one guy that knows how to push Tom's buttons, and he gets the best out of Tom.
Well, we saw that last night in the documentary, and both Bills really embrace the idea that there's no sensitivity here. You're going to hear things that are said to you that might crush the spirit of anybody outside of this football universe. But we're going to say what needs to be said, and you're going to listen to it. And the whole purpose is for it to lead to a better coach, a better team, a better player, and make the whole machine work better.
You know what I love about Bill? Bill's not afraid to admit when he's wrong.
Mm.
And everybody thinks because he's such a great coach that he's never – no, he's wrong. He's been wrong many times. But also as a player, I can go to coach and say, you know what, coach, let me try this. And he'll say, okay, just don't get burnt. So one time against, I think it was Indianapolis, I actually played cornerback and I moved Ty Law to safety. And Peyton Manning's looking like, what the heck are they doing? But these are the things that he trusts his players to do. Devin McCourty, I got a chance to spend some time with him, interviewed him. And I had one perception of him. And to spend time with him, and you see the leadership, you see the articulation, you see how stand up of a guy he is and the discipline, you know why. I know why they have success, because when you have guys like that in your locker room, they are extensions of Bill Belichick in that locker room.
Right.
Bill cannot come in that locker room and just patrol that whole locker room. You need guys like Devin McCourty. You need guys like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that separates Bill from everyone else.
Yeah, that's what makes them so special. You know, a lot's being made of Tom Brady's age, but if they win on Sunday, Bill Belichick will be the oldest head coach to win a Super Bowl. How much longer do you think he's going to go?
Well, I asked him. I said, Coach, what's up, man? I gave him a hug. I said, how many more years you got? You know what? I'm just enjoying this one. It's one day at a time.
I'm not thinking of anything but Sunday.
But you know what? Look at him. I mean, he's going strong. He has a lot of energy. He still works out. I mean, he's still engaged. I think he has at least 3 or 4 more years.
Yeah.
Bill Parcells mentored him and helped him come up through the coaching ranks. Both of Bill Belichick's sons are on the coaching staff.
Absolutely.
So what do you think he's looking at there in terms of the legacy?
You already know what he's looking at.
Yeah.
I mean, his sons are so smart. I remember these kids when they were like little kids coming in. And they used to come in and hang out with the dad after the game. I used to see he and his family.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty special. But you already know what he's doing. He's trying to get his kids entrenched in that organization, teaching them. Our article just actually came out and said that one of his sons were like his most trusted advisors on the Patriots. So I think he's teaching his kids his way. They've been around him all the time, and they're going to be good coaches.
You said before that he's not afraid to admit he's wrong.
Mm.
Do you have a story in the past where he felt certain about a particular game plan, it didn't work, and afterwards he took the blame?
No, I mean, he would just come in and say, you know, if I made a suggestion, hey, coach, can we play this? You know, and if it worked out after the game, okay, Rodney, you're right this time. And he'll walk away. So he's not one of those big emotional guys. And that's what made that documentary so special, because you saw a different side of Bill.
You did.
You saw the human side. You saw the human side of both Bills. And to me, I was stuck. My kids were running in and out the room. I'm like, shut up. This is the, you know.
Yeah, it's riveting.
And I saw a different side of Bill, and I've seen this before, but to see him sit there and really look at the guy that he idolized, because so many people idolize Bill Belichick, but him, and to watch him, the way he looked up to Bill Parcells, even to this very day, I thought it was really, really
there's a reverence, a level of reverence.
Absolutely.
There. I know that NBC has the game and you're working the game, so I don't know if we're going to get a prediction out of you. No, I don't.
No, not at all.
By the way, we were saying when he showed up, how great does Rodney look, right? I mean, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. It's working.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Can you give us a prediction, or does that violate your rights with
you
NBC?
Already know I can't.
All right.
I
well,
can't.
Then give us tell us what to watch for. How should we watch Super Bowl 52? What will tell
I think
the
you,
story?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
You do?
I
really do.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everyone talks about Philly's defense, but are you ever talking about their secondary? No, you talk about the front four
yeah.
or the front seven. And I think the Patriots have a game plan. They're going to run the hurry-up offense. They're going to run seven-man protection. They're going to do all these different crazy football terms, and they're going to keep them off balance. Hmm. The thing about this is Tom Brady was asked, is there something that you hadn't seen? He's like, no, I've pretty much seen everything. And he has seen everything. So it's nothing that Jim Schwartz is going to create, especially with that young secondary. You know, it's nothing that he's going to create because they don't want to give up the big play. So I do believe that Tom Brady will come out. He's going to throw anywhere between 40 and 50 times, and he's going to have over 350 yards. This is going to be a big game for Tom.
That's
really
going to be a fun game to watch.
And that's the kind of a line that usually leads to a Patriots victory. If he's putting up 350 yards, it can't mean that they're coming from behind and they have to throw a lot. But
you're not going to line up and just run the ball down this Eagles defense.
That would shock me. Yeah, that would shock me if they even try to do that.
And you don't have to even deal with any conditions. You're playing on turf inside a dome. You don't have to worry about wind conditions. So even those little screen passes, those are considered runs to the Patriots.
Right. Do they score in the first quarter?
They need to. They need to get off to a fast start. You cannot afford for Nick Foles to come out. Now all of a sudden it's 10 to nothing in the first quarter, because this is a team that's going to stay aggressive. And I love Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson came out this week and he talked about not bowing down. Hey, I respect the Patriots and Belichick and Brady and what they've accomplished, but we're going to make this game about us. We're going to focus on us. And so many other teams come and play against the Patriots. They always focus on the Patriots. So I love that aspect of what Doug
Peterson. The Jags in the AFC title game
Absolutely.
And the Falcons tried to change their DNA once they got a big lead
stay
in the second
aggressive.
Half.
They beat
Be
themselves.
Who you are. Keep trying to score on offense. Don't get conservative, because if you do, you set the stage for Bill and Tom to write history.
Absolutely.
That's what's happened.
Awesome.
Rodney, great to see you, man.
Thank you so much for spending time
Very
with
good
us.
To see you.
Appreciate it.
We'll
good
be watching
Enjoy the game.
Super Bowl 52. Have a great broadcast.
Wait. Who are you picking?
I think it's a pick'em line right now. I think
what does that mean?
I think it's very even. I think it's going to be a one-score game, and it's impossible for me to pick against Tom and Bill. I can't do it.
Smart man.
I can't
Experience
do it.
Experience over everything.
Who you got?
The Patriots.
Obviously.
She's a big fan.
Is there any kind
so,
of question
where's
of that?
She
went to Boston College.
Okay. Obviously. And you have?
I'm from Ohio, Bowling Green.
Wow. No pro football team.
Give my best to Tony Dungy.
Ohio, the Browns, right?
Give my best to Tony. I covered the Buccaneers during his years there, and he's a great man. And please tell him Jay says hello.
Thank you. It was awesome being here.
Thanks
Thank
for
you, Rodney.